Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
Heeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
While losses across the cattle complex quickly shifted from strong early morning pressure to mixed trade in live cattle futures, lean hog futures remained under pressure as traders quickly and decisively backed away from sharp triple-digit gains seen at the beginning of the week. Corn prices were mixed in light trade with September corn futures about half a cent higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade with the Dow Jones 39 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 18 points. Live cattle futures battled back from strong morning pressure to trade mixed in a narrow range. The ability to hold prices near steady through the end of the session in nearby contracts were considered a moral victory given the fact that strong pressure was seen early in the trading day and overall fundamentals showed very little firmness as the week continued to develop. Moderate losses continued to hold across the feeder cattle complex as buyer interest remained sluggish at best. Although contract prices remained lower, the ability to shift nearby and deferred contracts off session lows helped to bring some potential stability back into the market. Grain futures were quietly mixed today, mostly holding gains in the wake of Friday's USDA reports. The dollar index lost around 1% of its value overnight, with selling fueled by investors putting money into emerging markets and commodities. While the stock markets around the world saw some profit taking following Monday's move to new records on Wall Street, crude oil flirted with $46 levels. Corn prices were firm today after failing to take out yesterday's high earlier in the overnight session. December futures had a couple targets around $3.42 as it looked for some momentum. Soybeans tried to turn higher following two-sided trade overnight. Prospects for strong demand and a return of the risk-on mentality kept futures above $10 despite forecasts for a record crop this fall. November futures tried to take out its first retracement objective overnight after bursting through its downtrending channel off summer highs and 50-day moving average on Monday. Wheat prices were mixed to mostly a little lower today. Minneapolis futures continued to show the most strength as rains raised concerns about damage to the crop. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.